under the pretext of fighting the war on drugs. For Haiti, now what is at stake? I believe that our sovereignty is at stake, or liberty is at stake, or vision to define Haiti for the next 10 years is at stake. And most importantly, in 3 years, Haiti will be celebrating its bicentennial. So this is, as I mentioned, the stakes are very high.
The last article you wrote about that article, getting into the scene, reading some of the mangoes, what's that? Is it something you can make an interest to see if that's possible?
If you follow, there's a pattern that we can follow because it's been played out before. Prior to the U.S. engaging in some sort of hostilities toward a sovereign nation, we see that there is a disinformation campaign that takes place. We see that leaders of the country that is the target, the leaders are vilified. In the case of Haiti, the State Department has claimed that, Haitian elected officials have violated the electoral laws.
Another thing, Earl, was the first voice to be heard the morning after or during the election time, was that in American representative claiming that the election was
everything was okay?
Well, of course, I mean, that is to the point that Ambassador Orlando Mavia from the original American States lighted this match that threatened to ignite a wildfire in Haiti. The international community, Muslims, the United States, France, Canada, and these other so-called friends of Haiti, the day after the election,